Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The third baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rush. Walker moves to second. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman takes first base on ball four. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Merriman moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terwilliger throws to second for one, and Smalley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Walker scores. Merriman scores. Kluszewski moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Wirostek reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirostek. The throw from Scheffing and he is out, Mauch applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is hit by the pitch. Mauch moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mauch moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Corbett moves to second. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirostek hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Terwilliger moves to second. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mock strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Corbett takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vandermeer bunts towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Terwilliger covering, for the out. Corbett moves to second. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corbett scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-1 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards third. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirostek hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Corbett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vandermeer takes first base on ball 4. Corbett moves to second. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corbett scores. Vandermeer moves to third. It's 5-0, Reds. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Walker steals second. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Merriman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vandermeer scores. Walker scores. It's 7-0, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mauch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-2 in the game. Reich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirostek. The throw from Scheffing and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Owen pinch hits for Bob Rush. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Emil Kushnow pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Adams reaches second base with a double. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Cush covering, for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vandermeer bunts towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Cush covering, for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Reds. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 3 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scheffing strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.